In 1960, John F. Kennedy gave a speech accepting the nomination of the Democratic Party to run for President of the United States. In that speech, he used a wonderful phrase that maybe you have heard before. He said, "We are not here to curse the darkness, but rather to light the candle that can guide us through darkness to a safe and sane future." Have you heard that phrase before? We are here to light a candle rather than to curse the darkness. As you know, Kennedy was elected later that year and became the 35th President of the United States in 1961. Now, not everyone agrees with that proverb, to light a candle rather than to curse the darkness. I remember in one Charlie Brown comic strip, Charlie Brown runs into Linus, who is carrying a lighted candle. It's the middle of the night. Charlie Brown asks him, "What's this?" Linus answers, "I've heard that it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness." Charlie Brown replies, "That's true, although there will always be those who will disagree with you." And in the last frame of the comic strip, we see Lucy standing out at night, looking up at the night sky and yelling, "You stupid darkness!" You stupid darkness. Now, when God is the one who faces the darkness, which of those two do you think he does? What does God do in the face of darkness? Well, the scriptures record two dramatic instances when God did face darkness, and what he did about it, at the moment of the old creation and again at the moment of the new creation. The first instance occurred in Genesis chapter 1. We read in verse 2, "The earth was without form or shape, with darkness over the abyss, and a mighty wind sweeping over the waters." This condition of dark, formless abyss in Hebrew is called the tohu wabohu. Wow, sounds intimidating, doesn't it? The tohu wabohu, the darkness. What does God do when confronted by the tohu wabohu? He does not say, "You stupid darkness," like Lucy did. No. Rather, we read in verse 3 of chapter 1 of Genesis, "Then God said, let there be light. And there was light." That is, like President Kennedy said in his speech, God prefers to light a candle rather than to curse the darkness. The second instance occurred in the gospel narrative we just heard, describing the very first Christmas, the moment of the new creation. Do you remember when the baby Jesus was born? What time he was born? It was nighttime. And that wasn't by accident, like our births are unpredictable. He was born at night, deliberately. St. Luke records, "Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them." The light of the Lord shone around them. In other words, Jesus is born at night because he is the light that has come to dispel the darkness, just like his father did at the beginning of the old creation. Again, notice that God does not yell, "You stupid darkness," at the tohu wabohu. He lights a candle, the light of Christ. This is why Catholics, by the way, traditionally attend midnight mass. And many usually sleep through midnight mass. Because it highlights, pun intended, highlights how God deals with the darkness. Not with a curse, but with a candle. By the way, have you ever noticed how God does this year after year after year? Think about it. When do we celebrate Christmas every year? Obviously, December 25th. And when is the daylight shortest. The shortest day during the whole year, at least in the northern hemisphere, it is December 21st. Something called the winter solstice. The shortest day when there is the least amount of light. In other words, every year we taste a little of that primordial tohu wabohu in our own lives. That formless darkness that covered the earth in the very beginning. And once again, God says dramatically, let there be light. He sends his son Jesus as a candle lit in the darkness. And what happens after December 25th? Every day, the light gradually increases. In other words, every year, nature itself reminds us how God scattered the darkness in the old creation and then again in the new creation by lighting a candle rather than cursing the darkness. My friends, sooner or later, we all face our own tohu wabohu. That is, we confront moments of darkness, of despair, of discouragement, of doubt. And we may be tempted, like Lucy, to yell, "You stupid darkness!" And I'll admit, it'll feel pretty good when you do. But we should also remember what God did in those two epic moments when he faced the darkness. He lit a candle. He sent the light of Christ to dispel that darkness. Ask yourself always, what can I do to bring the light of Christ into dark situations? Perhaps you can say a prayer for someone. Maybe you can give someone a hug. Amazing how much healing and light a simple embrace can bring. Utter a word of encouragement or hope. You're going to make it. We're going to make it. Maybe share how you have faced your own struggles in the past. Here's what I did when I went through something like that. Just let people know they are not alone. You are with them. We'll do this together. Remember how hardships contribute to holiness, and so on and so forth. But here's the one thing you cannot do when the darkness is in front of you. You cannot say, go talk to Father John and he'll take care of your spiritual darkness. You cannot do that. This is your job as a child of the light. As our evangelical friends are fond of repeating, man's extremity is God's opportunity. What a wonderful saying. The extremity of our darkness is God's opportunity to light a candle. And it is our opportunity to do the same. I hope this does not sound too audacious to say, but I am convinced that because you and I are a child of God, we too can say with confidence and conviction, let there be light. You can say that. I can say that. With your words and your actions and your attitude, and thereby scatter the tohu wabohu that surrounds you and envelops those you love. You will be practicing a family pattern of behavior, like father, like son. It is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. Praised be Jesus Christ.